KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports, Governor Kim Reynolds has updated her public health emergency proclamation and is letting organized sports for kids and adults, including the bowling leagues, resume, but spectators are limited to 2 per participant.
The same 2 spectator rule that also applies to high school athletes will be extended to spectators for cheerleaders, band members, and others performing at high school sporting events.
The governor's current proclamation lasts through December 16th, but the governor told reporters she and her staff review daily data, and changes to her executive actions could be made before or after that date. Atlantic Activities Director Andy Mitchell on Wednesday told the Atlantic School Board the middle school sports and youth sports will be starting back up for the district beginning on Friday.
To get them going, we'll try to get as many games as we can in next week, the week after, and then we're actually going to bump their season into the first week of January to at least give them as many games as possible. But at some point, the other schools that we play have already said they're pretty much done at that point. So we'll move into middle school girls basketball, which could affect the first week of games for them. But we want to make sure that the boys get the chance to play as much as we can.
Mitchell said with the governor's latest proclamation, additional categories of people may attend local sporting events with that 2-ticket rule in place.
They've now added cheerleaders. They have added coaches. They have added pep band into that. They have not added managers or statisticians, though. They still don't get 2 vouchers. Why, I don't know, but that's out of our control. But at least our crowds get a few more people into events.
Mitchell said things have been running smoothly so far as attendance at local sports events, as evidenced by the crowd at the wrestling meet held on Tuesday.
Hopefully that continues. As far as COVID goes, every single one of our winter sports now has been affected in some way, shape, or form, whether it be because we went on a hiatus or because we've lost a tournament or lost a game due to COVID. And I have to give hats off to the coaches and players and the parents. I spent a lot of time talking to this past weekend, have been absolutely resilient in dealing with this.
He said he's been very happy and proud of the work that's been put in and that allows kids to have an opportunity to have a season in no matter what the sport. That includes adjustments by coaches and how practices have been handled. In women's college hoops last night, Caitlin Clark hit a go-ahead 3-pointer with 22 seconds left to lift Iowa to an 82-80 win over Iowa State. Clark finished with 34 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists, and Monica Sinano added 16 points. McKenna Warnock pitched in 14 for the Hawkeyes. Ashley Jones topped Iowa State with 35 points and 13 rebounds, and Lexi Donarski and Kristen Scott had 12 points each for the Cyclones. Iowa improves to 4-0 on the season, while Iowa State falls to 2-3. In men's college hoops, Tyler Burton had 21 points and 13 rebounds, and number 19 Richmond used a 21-6 run in the second half to pull away from Northern Iowa 78-68. Grant Golden had 17 points and 11 rebounds for the Spiders, who are now 4-0. Blake Francis scored 16, and Jacob Gilliard had 12 points and 11 assists. Tywan Pickford had 16 for Northern Iowa. They're now 1-4 on the season. Austin Fife had 15. Trey Burhau had 13. The Panthers, who tied a school record with 23 pointers in their opening loss to Western Kentucky, made only 3 of their 19 tries against the Spiders. Shanquan Hemphill had 23 points, and Drake easily defeated McKendree University 90-66 last night. Roman Penn added 13 points, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds, while Darnell Brody had 10 points for the Bulldogs. Oliver Steven led the Bearcats with 11 points in that game. In top 25 men's college hoops, second-ranked Baylor had no trouble winning its pandemic-delayed home opener. Adam Flagler scored 11 of his 14 points before halftime in the Bears' 83-52 win over Stephen F. Austin. Brad Davison scored 23 points, and 13th-ranked Wisconsin dominated the first 29 minutes before holding off Rhode Island 73-62. Number 13 Texas was a 74-53 winner over Texas State. Kyler Edwards scored 19 points, and number 17 Texas Tech avoided a major upset before pulling out a 51-44 decision over Abilene Christian. Scotty Barnes banked in a runner with 2 seconds left in overtime to give number 20 Florida State a 69-67 victory over Indiana as part of the ACC Big Ten Challenge. In other college basketball news, Connecticut has postponed a second men's basketball game as it continues to deal with a player's positive coronavirus test. The Big East Conference announced the Huskies will not travel to face Georgetown on Sunday. Georgetown now will host St. John's on Sunday instead of UConn. The Huskies had already postponed its planned Big East opener against St. John's on Friday in stores before suspending their team activities for Sunday. Charleston Southern has paused its men's basketball program and postponed its next two games, including a Saturday trip to number 10 Duke due to a positive COVID-19 test. The school said Wednesday that a non-player tested positive and was immediately isolated. North Carolina State has paused its men's basketball activities amid positive COVID-19 tests and contact tracing. That comes after the Wolfpack had to cancel a Bubbleville game against Connecticut in the Huskies' home state last weekend, as well as postpone Tuesday's trip to Michigan for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Butler has postponed Monday's men's basketball game against St. John's and will now open its Big East season December 16th at number 9 Villanova. The Bulldogs haven't played since November 25th after a Tier 1 member of the program tested positive for COVID-19. Moving to college football, Iowa defensive tackle Davion Nixon is one of the five finalists for the Bronco Nagurski Trophy for the National Defensive Player of the Year. Nixon was also named as a Bednarik and Outland semifinalist on Monday. He's the only player in the country to be named to all three of those prestigious award lists. Third-ranked Ohio State will be able to play in the Big Ten title game against Northwestern. The conference has dropped the minimum six-game requirement instituted for the pandemic-shortened season. The unbeaten Buckeyes have played just five games, with three others canceled due to COVID-19 issues involving their opponents. Ohio State was in line to meet the six-game requirement until Saturday's game against Michigan was canceled. The conference title game is slated for December 19th. The SEC championship game between number 1 Alabama and number 6 Florida will be played before a socially distanced crowd of 16,500 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. This will be the largest crowd to attend a football game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium since the pandemic began. Indiana and Purdue have canceled Saturday's football game because of an increase in COVID-19 cases at each of the schools. It's the first time since 1919 that the annual in-state rivalry will not be played. Both teams canceled practices Tuesday, pausing all their team activities. Marshall says Friday's regular season football finale against Charlotte has been canceled due to injuries and a lack of available Thundering Herd players at key positions, which it attributed to COVID-19 issues. Washington has paused football activities after a rise in positive COVID-19 cases within the Huskies program, leaving Saturday's game against Oregon in jeopardy. The Atlantic Coast Conference says it will allow limited fans to attend its football championship game between number 2 Notre Dame and number 4 Clemson on December 19th. The state of North Carolina previously issued public gathering restrictions for outdoor venues because of the coronavirus pandemic, allowing schools to fill 7% of their stadium capacity for fans. Following that guidance, the ACC said Wednesday that capacity would be set at 5,240 for Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. LSU is self-imposing a one-year ban on postseason play for this football season as part of an effort to cooperate with an NCAA probe into rules violations. Much of the NCAA's investigation of LSU's football program predates the promotion of Ed Orgeron to head coach during the 2016 season and hiring of current athletic director Scott Woodward in 2019. The bowl ban follows sanctions LSU already has self-imposed, including a reduction of 4 scholarships in each of the next 2 seasons. Former Alabama and New York Giants head coach Ray Perkins has died at 79. Perkins won 3 bowl games at Alabama and was 32-15-1 over 4 seasons after replacing Bear Bryant. He also coached the 1981 Giants to the team's first playoff berth in 18 years before leaving after the 1982 season to take over the Crimson Tide program. And former ABC Baseball play-by-play announcer Al Michaels has been voted the Ford C. Frick Award for Broadcast Excellence by the Baseball Hall of Fame. Michaels became the lead broadcaster on ABC's Monday Night Baseball telecasts in 1983 and was in the booth when an earthquake struck at San Francisco's Candlestick Park in 1989. Michaels also worked games for the Cincinnati Reds and the San Francisco Giants. He'll receive that award during induction weekend at Cooperstown next July. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.